They found us, Sam. In Florida, they found us by opening Six's chest.
Right, I know.
But look at the padlock on it. Why would they put the lock back on a chest that they probably had a hell of a time getting into in the first place? I think that one's never been opened.
Maybe you're right.
It could be any of ours, I whisper, shaking my head while staring up at them both. Number fives, or nines, or anyone's who isn't dead yet.
So they stole the chest and didn't kill the guard?
Like they did with me. Or maybe the Moogs caught one of them and they're being held here like Six was, I say. Sam doesn't get a chance to answer. Because just then, the alarm on his wristwatch begins to beep. 3 seconds later, it's followed by the whine of 100 sirens echoing off the walls of the cave.
Aw, hell,
I say, turning my head. I can see you, Sam. He nods, a panicked look on his face. He lets go of my hand.
I could see you, too.
When I look over Sam's shoulder, the beast's eyes have come open, blank and white, narrowing in our direction.
Chapter 30. The gunfire makes my ears ring long after it's stopped. Smoke rises from the end of the barrel, but Creighton wastes no time and drops the gun's clip and snaps another in place. Heaping mounds of ash have given the air a thick haze. We stand waiting. Ella and I behind Creighton. He keeps the gun raised, his finger hovering on the trigger. A Mogadorian climbs into the entryway with a cannon of his own. But Creighton fires first, cutting him in half and hurling him backwards. The Mogadorian explodes before he hits the wall. A second jumps into view, wielding the same flashing weapon that tore my shoulder downstairs, but Creighton disposes of it before any light comes forth.
Well, they know where we are now.
Come on!
He yells, rushing forward and down the stairs before I can offer to float us out the window. Ella and I follow, still holding hands. Creighton stops after the second curve of the stairwell, pressing his fingers to his eyes.
There's too much ash in my eyes. I can't see anything, he says. Marina, take the lead. If there's anything up ahead, yell and get the hell out of the way.
I keep the chest tucked beneath my left arm, and Ella stays in the middle, holding my hand and Creighton's. I lead them down and out the broken oak door, just as the tower above us explodes. I scream, ducking down and pulling Ella with me. Creighton instinctively begins firing. The gun unloads a rapid stream of ammunition, 8 to 10 bullets per second, and I can see an entire group of Mogadorians drop. Creighton stops firing.
Marina,
he asks, nodding his head forward without seeing me. I turn and study the hallway, thick with ash.
I think it's clear, I say,
and the second the words leave my mouth, a Mogadorian leaps out of an open doorway and fires, sending a flashing white meteor raging towards us, too bright to look at. We drop just in time, and the white death misses us by a hair. Creighton quickly lifts the gun and returns a barrage of bullets, killing the Mogadorian instantly. I lead us forward. I have no idea how many of them Creighton just killed, but the ash stands thick on the floor, covering our feet and ankles. We pause at the top of the steps. Light from the windows comes through the fading ash, and Creighton has cleared his eyes. He takes the lead position, clutching the gun tightly to his chest, while staying hidden behind the corner. Once we turn, all that separates us from the door leading outside are these steps. A short hallway, the back of the nave, and the main vestibule. Creighton takes a deep breath, nods his head, and then turns, dropping the barrel of the gun ready to fire. but there's nothing to fire at.
Come on, he grunts.
We follow him, and he escorts us across the nave's rear, which is black with fire damage. For a brief moment, I glimpse Adelina's body, looking small from as far away as we are. My heart aches seeing her. Be brave, Marina, her words echo. An explosion erupts against the outside wall on our right side. The stones blow inward, and I instinctively lift my hand and prevent any of them from hitting Ella and me. But Creighton gets hit, hard, and he smashes against the wall to our left, landing with a grunt. The gun rattles away from him, and a Mogadorian enters the cathedral through the newly created hole. He's holding a cannon, and in one fluid motion, I heave the Mogadorian backwards with my mind, bring Creighton's gun into my hand, and pull the trigger. The gun's kick is a lot harder than I expected, and I almost drop it, but I recover quickly and keep firing until the Mogadorian is reduced to ash. Here, I say, pushing the gun into Ella's hands, and in the comfortable way she takes it, I can tell she's no stranger to firearms. I rush to Creighton. His arm is broken, and blood seeps from gashes on his head and face. But his eyes are open, and he seems alert. I slap my hands on his wrist and close my eyes, the iciness crawling over my body and extending to Creighton. I watch the bones in his arm move under the skin, and the gashes on his face seal and disappear. His chest expands and contracts so fast, I think his lungs are going to explode. But then he's calm again. He sits up and moves his arm fluidly.
Nice job, he says.
He takes the gun from Ella, and we climb through the hole in the wall and out into Santa Teresa's front grounds. I don't see a single person as Ella and I run ahead and pass through the iron gates, while Creighton sweeps his gun back and forth, looking for any reason to fire it. My eyes are drawn over Creighton's left shoulder to a quick burst of red from the cathedral's roof. With a loud blast, the discharged rocket surges towards Creighton. I stare at the rocket's tip and raise my hands, concentrating harder than I ever have, and at the very last instant, I am able to slightly alter the rocket's path. It misses him and angles off towards a mountain, where it hits it with a plume of fire. Creighton rushes us through the gates with eyes alert and the gun aimed. He pulls up and spins around. He shakes his head, and from behind us, we hear the church doors thrust open.
He isn't here, Creighton says,
and just before he turns around to begin firing, the sound of squealing tires pierces the air. The plastic covering that had kept the truck concealed falls off, and its backside fishtails as Hector, wide-eyed behind the wheel, floors it. He comes racing our way and slams on the brakes when he reaches us. The truck screeches to a halt, and Hector reaches across the seat and throws open the passenger side door. I toss my chest beside Hector, and Ella and I jump in. Creighton stays out just long enough to empty his gun at the Mogadorians emerging from the church door. Several drop, but there are far too many to get them all. Creighton jumps in and slams the door, and the tires bite into the cobblestones in an attempt to find traction. There's the sound of another rocket nearing, but the tires catch, and we go racing down Calle Principal.
I love you, Hector, I say. I can't help it. The sight of him behind the wheel fills me with such warmth that it brims over the edge.
I love you too, Marina. I always told you, stick with Hector Ricardo. He'll take care of you.
I never doubted it once, I say,
which is a lie. I had doubted it this morning. We reach the bottom of the hill and fly past the signs announcing the town limits. I twist around to peer out the back window as Santa Teresa quickly fades behind us. I know it's the last time I'll ever see it, and though I've waited years to leave, it now holds the sacredness of being Adelina's last resting place. Soon the town is gone, left behind.
Thank you, Señorita Marina, Hector says.
For what?
I know it was you who cured my dear mother. She told me it was you. That you were her angel. And I'll never be able to repay you for it.
You already have, Hector. I was very happy to help.
He shakes his head. I haven't yet, but I'm sure going to try.
While Creighton refills both clips and takes inventory of his ammo, Hector navigates the windy and unpredictable road. We bounce and skid along the sharp turns and sudden hills. But despite the speed, it doesn't take long for a convoy of vehicles to be seen in the distance behind us.
Don't worry about them, Creighton says. Just get us to the lake.
Even though the truck is barreling down the road, the convoy closes the gap. After 10 minutes, a flash of light sails just over the truck and explodes into the countryside ahead of us. Hector instinctively jerks his head down.
My God! He says.
Creighton turns around and breaks the back window with the butt of his gun, then fires. The lead vehicle is upended, which makes us all cheer in celebration.
That should keep them far enough back,
Creighton says, quickly reloading the gun's clip. And it does for a few minutes, but as the road grows more precarious and twists down the mountain at sharp declines, the vehicles catch right back up to us. Hector mutters under his breath as he whips around each bend, the gas pedal buried, the truck's back tires swinging frighteningly over the edge of the towering cliff.
Careful, Hector, Creighton says. Don't kill us before we get there. At least give us a chance.
Hector is in control,
Hector replies, bringing no comfort whatsoever to Creighton, who keeps a white-knuckled grip on the headrest in front of him. The only refuge is the road's perpetual turns, which keep the Mogadorians from getting a straight shot, though they try anyway. As we race around a particularly sharp bend, Hector can't turn as quickly enough, and we go off the edge of the road. At a 75-degree angle, the truck races down the dense mountainside, smashing through saplings, bouncing off boulders, barely avoiding thick trees. Ella and I scream. Creighton yells as he flies forward and slams into the windshield. Hector doesn't say a word. He clenches his teeth and maneuvers us around and over obstacles until we miraculously land on another road. The truck's hood is severely dented and smoking, but the engine is still running.
This is a shortcut, Hector says.
He tries the gas pedal, and we quickly rumble down the new road.
I think we lost them, says Creighton, looking up the cliff.
I pat Hector's shoulder and laugh. Creighton sticks the barrel of his gun out the back window and waits. Eventually, the lake comes into view. I wonder why Creighton believes the lake will save us.
What's the big deal about the lake?
I ask.
You didn't think I'd come to find you with just Ella, did you?
For a moment, I think to tell him that up until a few hours ago, I thought he had come to kill me. But soon, the Mogadorians appear behind us again. And Creighton turns around while Hector's eyes dart up to the rear-view mirror.
This is going to be close,
Creighton says.
We'll get out of it, Papa,
Ella says, looking at Creighton, and hearing her call him that fills my heart with affection. He smiles warmly at her, then nods. Ella squeezes my hand.
You'll love Olivia, she says to me.
Who's Olivia? I ask, but she doesn't get a chance to answer before the road turns at a 90-degree angle and declines sharply towards the lake ahead. Ella tenses in my arms as the road ends, and Hector barely lets up on the gas as the truck rams straight through a chain-link gate that surrounds the lake. We hit a slight bump, and the truck's tires leave the ground entirely before landing with a thud and bouncing on the shore. Hector speeds straight for the water, and just before we reach it, he slams on the brakes and brings us skidding to a stop. Creighton shoulders open the passenger side door and dashes towards the lake, rushing straight into the water until it reaches his knees. With the gun still in his left hand, he hurls an object as far as he can with his right and begins muttering something in a language I don't understand.
"Come on!" he screams,
thrusting his hands up in the air as though offering encouragement.
"Come on, Olivia!"
Hector, Ella, and I rush out and run up near him. I have the chest under my arm, and in an instant, I see that the water has begun to crest and bubble in the lake's middle.
"Marina, do you know what a chimera is?"
But I don't get to answer, because just then, a lone Mogadorian vehicle, a tank-like Humvee with a gun mounted on top, erupts onto the scene and speeds down the hill. As it comes right at us in the water, Creighton unloads a barrage of bullets into the windshield. The vehicle instantly goes out of control, crashing straight into the back of Hector's truck. It creates a deafening bang, followed by the crush of grinding metal and breaking glass. As the dozens of other vehicles in the convoy rumble down the last hill and begin firing, the world erupts in fire and smoke as explosions rock the beach, causing all four of us to hit the ground. Sand and water rain down, and we scramble back to our feet. Creighton snags me by the collar.
"Get out of here!"
he yells. I take Ella's hand, and we run as fast as we can around the left side of the lake. Creighton begins firing, but it's not one gun that I hear, but two. And I can only hope it's Hector's finger pulling the second trigger. We race towards a cluster of trees sloping down from the mountainside, jutting out all the way to the water's bank. Our footsteps slap on the wet stones, and Ella's accelerated pace matches my own. Gunfire continues to rattle through the air, and just as it lets up, a loud animal roar booms over our head, causing me to stop short. I turn to look at the creature able to create such a paralyzing call, knowing it's not of this world. A long, muscular neck protrudes 10 or 15 stories out of the water, the flesh a gleaming gray. At the end of it, a giant lizard head separates its pebbled lips to show an enormous set of teeth.
"Olivia!"
Ella cheers. Olivia rears her head and lets loose another ear-splitting roar, and in the middle of it, a series of high-pitched yipping sounds roll down from the mountain. I look up and see a pack of small beasts descending towards the lake. I gasp.
"What are those?" I ask Ella.
"Crawls. Lots of them."
Olivia's neck is fully emerged and 30 stories high now, and as the rest of her body surfaces, her neck widens and her torso thickens. The Mogadorians immediately fire at her, and Olivia slams her head down on several at a time, creating large piles of ash. I can see the dark figures of Creighton and Hector, both with guns blazing. The Mogadorians fall back as 100 crawls enter the lake and swim towards Olivia. The creatures leap out of the water and attack. Many claw their way up Olivia's back and rip at the base of her neck. The lake water is soon streaked with blood.
"No!"
Ella screams. She tries running back, but I grab a hold of her arm.
"We can't go back," I say.
Olivia!